Since 1975, the European Union, EU, has invested approximately 1 billion euros or $180 billion in Jamaica to support the move towards developed country status. The work of the EU is evident in some of the most rural and underserved areas of the island, particularly under the Sugar Area Development Program, implemented by the Sugar Transformation Unit, STU, in the Agriculture Ministry. The STU operates in 7 sugar-dependent areas: Froome, Westmoreland, Bernard Lodge and Worthy Park in St. Catherine, Monymusk, Clarendon, Appleton, St. Elizabeth, Long Pond, Trelawney, and sections of St. Thomas. In these communities, the EU has provided funding to build houses for families of displaced sugar workers at no cost to the beneficiaries.
397 houses were built for residents in parishes of Westmoreland, Trelawney, Clarendon, and St. Thomas. And I've seen myself and visited the areas where the houses have been built. And it really is quite a difference and quite impressive and a great honor and pleasure to be able to impact on the lives of the people living in those areas.
Head of Delegation of the European Union to Jamaica, Ambassador Malgorzata Wasilewska. Grace Williams has been living in Shrewsbury Falls with her husband and grandchildren for the past 4 years. Her family is one of 17 resettled in the community.
It's good. It's better than where I was living first. So we lived way down in now in Canefield. Just the canes around us. Here is much better. And here is always now. Because you have a open environment. Yeah.
The community is located just past the Petersfield High School, making it easier for children to commute. The properties are also fully serviced with utilities and a road network frequented by route taxis.
Taxi go all around, so from that way to Roaring River and come back down, so you can stop them by the way and go to serve in town.
Mrs. Williams and her husband Stedman are pensioners. In his day, Stedman worked as a laborer and driver at Froome Sugar Factory. He is a second-generation sugar laborer after his late father who worked on the estate. Another resident, Cedric Gopal, has plans to grow his own produce. He too notes that he and his family are better off, having moved from the studio barracks.
We never have no water, no drinking water, and we never have any light and so forth. And it's not like populated place like this. Mm-hmm. Everything better because you have no problem with transportation. If you want to go to Sab, you just go out and take a taxi. So it's more convenient. We have light, we have water.
The initial estimated population at Shrewsbury Falls was 30 people. Now the 17 families in the community are expanding, with some young people going off to start their own families. STU Project Technical Specialist Patrick Essu says while some of the children and grandchildren will choose to leave Shrewsbury Falls, expansion of the family right there is an option, as all critical services are just a stone's throw away.
They can expand, but they will have to go through the proper process of applying to the parish council. Schools are nearby and health facility. The Petersfield Health Center is nearby.
Are you going to come out of the rain now?
The rain has brought the bike riding to a halt and older residents scamper to safety inside their homes while the young adventurers join a group of men scrubbing crab shells preparing for a feast. There is much work to be done in Shrewsbury Falls, from the building up of spaces reserved for recreational parks to the general fencing of the community to keep stray animals and predial larcenists at bay. Still, residents have been provided with an adequate start and all the infrastructure needed to develop their neighborhood into the perfect place to call home, where they are able to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.